Rusty Quill presents.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Entry number 005. Original exchange is dated March 15th, 2003. Author is unknown, but this appears to be a statement, an excerpt of an inpatient evaluation at the Riverside Institute. Recording by Cole Weavers. The problem started when my family got a puppy. It was a Labrador and we named her Bella. Pitch black fur with eyes that were far too human to belong to a dog. God, the way that Labrador used to look at me. Chin turned down, whites of its eyes showing all glassy and teary-eyed. And if you accidentally said the W-A-L-K word in my house, there was no possible way you'd escape the guilt of Bella. Admittedly, she was adorable, although she was also a bit misshapen. In fact, we began to call her Pierogi, because because of the way she looked when she lay down and the complimentary grunt as she did so, as if she were a 50-year-old father of four. Family dogs always pick one person in the family that they really bond with, and so she became my dog, despite it being my mother who'd picked her out from the farm litter and walked her every day. Now, while it was my mom who walked her, when it came to food, I was the easy mark. The one pierogi could manipulate in a matter of seconds with those eyes that were far too human to be hers. I don't care what anyone says. Your family pet knows enough to know who to bug when they want to walk, and who to bug when they want food. If I was eating, pierogi wanted a bite. It started off cute enough. One bite for me, one bite for you. But as she grew, so too did her appetite. At first, we thought it was the farm dog in her. Growing up those first 10 weeks in a litter on the farm, having food thrown into a trough like those puppies were a bunch of pigs, and having them clamor all over one another just for a bite to eat. It's common to see that in dogs you get off the farm. They barely breathe between bites, and she always wanted more. But pierogi was different. Hungrier. And she'd let you know just how hungry she was. I swear I could hear her try and enunciate the words. One bite for me, one bite for you. It became a mantra. I heard it over and over in my head. One bite for me, one bite for you. Every time I ate, I would feed pierogi, and likewise, whenever pierogi would eat, so would I. At first, it was only human food. Eggs for breakfast, a sandwich at lunch, and chicken or steak for dinner, but I couldn't help but feel an overwhelming and crushing sense of dread creep over me when pierogi ate. And then I'd hear her speak in those nonsense sounds that dogs make when they try to imitate humans. But then looking in her eyes that were far too human to belong to a dog, I would hear the words in my mind in a voice that felt like it wasn't mine. One bite for me, one bite for you. I'm by no means a particularly proud man, but I couldn't help but feel shame as I knelt down and grabbed handful after handful of her kibble and shoved it in my mouth. But I just wasn't able to shake the feeling that something horrible would happen if I didn't. It didn't help but to convince me further that as I crunched the hard kibble between my teeth and I looked at pierogi, that her mouth was open just slightly and the corners were pulled back in what I could only see as a knowing grin. One bite for me, one bite for you. The words rung through my mind as pierogi panted, staring into my eyes with her eyes, which were far too human to be hers. One bite for me, one bite for you. One bite for me, and one bite for you. One bite for me, one bite for you. I ate and I ate until I was desperately thirsty. My mouth was drier than it had ever been before, and so much so that when I went to swallow, it felt as if I had forgotten the way to do just that. That's when I began choking on the insides of my own throat. My eyes bulged, and I looked about for answers to my dire state frantically, as if I'd forgotten the most common sense motions and actions to solve the simplest human needs. And pierogi sat on her haunches, her lips pulled back in that sickly dog smile as she panted. In front of her sat a slimy bowl of water. A few pieces of kibble bobbed about its surface, and little bubbles of saliva clung to the edges. I was so thirsty, I plunged my face in, hardly waiting for any other thought to cross my mind. And as the warm water hit my tongue, I heard the words again. One bite for me, one bite for you. That's when I knew it wasn't my voice. It wasn't the whispers of my own voice in my mind. It was someone else's. Something else's. One bite for me. One bite for you. Pierogi quietly chomped at the air, her teeth clicking slightly together, no sound but a tiny rush of air left her thin lips. One bite for me. One bite for you. As soon as my thirst was quenched, my stomach growled and spasmed in the pain of hunger. My mind could make little to no sense of the things I was feeling. One bite for me, one bite for you. I could feel my belly bloat as the kibble I had eaten swelled and expanded with the water I desperately gulped. And despite the pain and physical knowing that my hunger could not be my own, my mind was filled with the words, one bite for me, one bite for you. And so I ate and ate, and Pierogi just smiled and panted and sat on her haunches watching me eat. I thought it would stop when I was away from Pierogi, but it wasn't Pierogi. It couldn't be. She wasn't the voice in my head. She was only a dog. I knew that. I knew she was only a dog, and still I couldn't help but count the days as I chewed my lips in hunger till Pierogi would die. And then maybe the voice would stop. But that didn't work either. That didn't work. And now you've got me strapped to this bed, and I am so incredibly hungry. If you could just loosen these straps, then I could just have a bite to eat. One bite for me, and one bite for you. It always amazes me how far folks will go to try and pass the story off as real. This has an official letterhead, and it's even stamped with an address and a date like someone made a rubber stamp. Now, I doubt this is real. This is probably one of the more ridiculous stories I've received in a long time, but that's the thing about the exchange. They can't all be gold, but... Wait, is there? There is. Someone's removed part of the story.
Tiny Terrors is an anthology horror podcast produced by Pulp Audio and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 international license.
This episode was directed by Cole Weavers, with sound production and editing by Mike LeBeau.
This episode featured Cole Weavers.
To find additional information or to join our Patreon for additional content and ad-free episodes, visit our website, www.tinyterrorspod.com.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Tiny Terrors Pod.
Or join the Pulp Audio Discord by clicking the link in the description below.
Rate and review us on Spotify and Apple.
And finally, thanks for listening.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.